Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's all over the world, beyond. Hang on, how's it right?
It's a new type of cooking appliance.
Beyond beyond with Alex Vargas, all over the world here on Joy 94.9. Now, Simon, we are going to Asia for some news from Asia. And look, you really do find some fantastic bits of news the continent above.
We did just have breaking news.
We did.
Really. So I thought, look, why not look elsewhere?
Why not?
You know, we focus so much on what's going on here. And China is always one of my favourite places to go for some news.
It's a good place to go for news. It is.
So, Chinese authorities are clamping down on what has become a bizarre and increasingly popular event at funerals.
Okay, well, funerals, you would imagine.
What
at,
would
a
you
funeral,
at a funeral?
I would think some smoking, maybe smoking, drinking a lot. That, yes, you know, that would happen. Or
Finger sandwiches.
Finger sandwiches.
It's a given.
Maybe long processions. Maybe they're taking up, you know, when they have a big procession and they go down the street.
The big long fair lane.
And everything gets closed off and there's traffic dramas. That would make sense. It was one of those.
Yeah. Well, no. Oh. No. And trust China to go, you know, send it to extremes.
Yeah.
There's been a trend over there where people have been hiring strippers. To perform at ceremonies to honour and show respect to the recently departed in rural China. So strippers are invited to perform at funerals, often at a great expense. So they probably hike up their fee.
Yes. Well, they've got far to travel, don't they?
Oh, well, especially if it's rural.
Tough audience. One won't clap. You know, so
exactly.
Come on.
And to attract more mourners, according to Chinese official Xinhua news agency. So, but apparently not for much longer because authorities have announced a new crackdown, quite literally. And as stripping is illegal in China.
Oh,
so yeah, how's that?
Well, the funny thing
is, this is news.
This is big news. The funny thing is, there was some footage of one of them, and the thing is, everyone is enjoying it, especially the two children who are on stage, really watching every last moment of this stripper who is wearing some very fancy black lacy underwear and very, very high leather boots. She really is ripping up that dance floor and taking everything off just to get that, I don't know, just that moment that everyone wants at a funeral because, you know, everyone wishes that there was just a bit of extra flesh available for their enjoyment at a funeral.
Okay, so I'm going to put myself out there and I reckon everybody's thought about their funeral.
Okay.
You know, what they'd like. Have you?
I haven't personally, no.
Really? Is it just me who's thought?
Just
you. Know, I want a song which is going to bring everybody to tears.
Of course.
But I actually, I interviewed somebody in here a while back for this show.
Yes.
And she's one of my favourite vocalists in Australia. She's got an amazing voice. And I was going to ask her if she'd like to sing at my funeral. Now, I did change at the last second because I thought it may have been a little bit morbid slash freaked her out to a point where she'd run out of the studio.
You think?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
So, but, you know, and when I say her voice is haunting... I didn't sort of mean it in that way.
You'd like to be haunted from start to finish and beyond.
So I ended up asking her to sing at my wedding, and she said yes.
Oh, that's
which
nice.
Which is lovely. Good old Celia Pavey. I love Celia Pavey.
Maybe she can sing at your wedding, your TV wedding in a couple of years.
Yeah.
When you go on Married at First Sight.
But I want to know, am I the only person who has thought of their funeral and what they want, you know? And, you know, do you want strippers at your funeral?
Look, I don't mind. I wouldn't mind it. But the problem is I wouldn't be there to enjoy them. That's my problem. That's the issue. True.
We could chuck a tape in there for you to watch later.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Oh. Like, I'd rather see them and touch them. And
we'll email it to you.
And you know, slap their rock hard butt like the housewives did last night at the hen's night. But, you know, like, I wouldn't be there to enjoy it. I'd be stiff, but I'd be cold stiff. Like, and that's no fun for anyone, is it? You know? So I don't think I would want them because I wouldn't be there to enjoy them. Oh. Others might, but I certainly wouldn't really be getting my jollies off. But look, what would you do? You've been considering your death, which is great. I think it's wonderful. And actually, funnily enough, someone, anonymous, messaged in saying, asking, will you be dying soon? And will there be an opening on the show?
Unfortunately not, no. I know whoever this person is thinking that I've got one foot in the grave.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
No. And look, and certainly, if you can't spell dying correctly, now the dying that is here is D-Y-E-I-N-G. Look, you're certainly not getting your textiles out and changing the colour of them, are you, Simon? So I'm not sure if that person, just by virtue of their inability to, spell...
You're a harsh critic, aren't you?
Look, someone has to have standards. So I'm sorry, you can't come on the show. You need to be able to spell. Because, you know, I'm a teacher. This is how it works.
We need to have you as a judge on some sort of reality spelling show. Oh. And I know that they've got them in the States. I've seen them. They're a lot of fun.
Bring that the whole time.
Mm.
Sorry. Time to go. Goodbye. But no, look, you have been thinking about your funeral. I don't know why.
Not a lot. It was just a fleeting thought.
Yeah, but who does that?
Am I really weird because I've thought of my...
Yes.
Not to a point where I've written it down, but just to a point where I've actually...
Is it in pictures?
Thought of it. Yeah. Well, I've actually made a bit of a collage book.
Oh, of course.
A bit of scrapbooking about nice. What I'd like my funeral to look like.
A bit of mixtape as well, ready to go for it.
Yeah, it's a set list.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What's on the list? Freemasons. Got some Freemasons. Actually, everything is actually is actually remixed by the Freemasons.
Pussycat Dolls. All the people that had just drive me to the grave in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. Some.
Who else don't I like?
Lots of people, actually. You have a big list. But no, I think you're the only one who's thinking of such things. However, strippers at a funeral? Go for it, I reckon. Go for it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.